Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Donna Worth. I'm a host of Kingdom Empowerment, Inc. You are listening to our Blog Talk Radio Show program, and we have with us today Apostle Paulius Makodia, who will be speaking on Are You Rapture Ready? He will be providing Kingdom insights to the body of Christ on how to be rapture ready. Apostle Paulius, I'm turning the show over to you now.
Thank you very much. Today we are going to look some better points of how are we going to be raptured. We have four questions: how, where, when, and why. But today we are going to look at how are we going to be raptured. The word rapture is not specifically inside the Bible, but when you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18, it talks about, so why are we saying this? We are trying to, make people awareness of what is going to happen. And we all know that faith always talk about things that is not naturally seen, but things that is in the spirit, that we are bringing them to natural, to become manifestation. So this is, we are acting according to faith now, because we believe that there's going to be a rapture. Only those who don't believe, don't care, they are alive, don't think anyhow, they can live anyhow, and when they die, they go and face the judgment. As we all know, the wages of sin is death. And if the wages of sin is death and Christ came to die for us, then it means the penalty has been removed. And if it has been removed, then there is going to be a time that people are not going to die again. People are not going to die. Those who will overcome death. So rapture is the last destination of Christians of this is the grace period, a pre-tribulation period. So we want to make people awareness of what is going to happen, because as we believers, we believe there's going to be a time that rapture is going to happen. As I've told you, we are going to look at how is going to happen. How? We thank God about His Spirit of the Truth. The Spirit of the Truth, which is the Holy Spirit, after we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, this Spirit of Truth come upon us to train us, to build us so that we be ready for the rapture. Is the Spirit of the Truth is the one that is going to fly us to heaven. You see, we have cars, we have motors, we have airplanes. Those cars that we have, they don't have mechanism that can fly us. It's only the airplane that have mechanism that can fly us. So the Holy Spirit come upon us to build us, to put those mechanism inside us that we be ready when it's being built up, we can fly. So there is the Holy Spirit that is going to fly us. So if you don't receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it means we are out. We can't get that a spirit that will put that mechanism in you in order to fly you to heaven. So that is very, very important. That first of all, we have to look at it, because it has been appointed for man to die, and after death, there is judgment. That is one of those things that we're going to look into details. So how are we going to be raptured? As I've told you, we have to, first of all, examine ourselves that we are all born in sin, according to the Bible, according to David. He said, in sin, my mother conceived me, and in sin, I was brought forth. Which means, the way, as soon as we were born, that wages of sin, of death, was upon us. But we thank God that Jesus Christ came to die for us, to take that death penalty from us. But that death penalty that Jesus has taken it from us, it's in the spirit. Now we have to, bring them into the natural, that we may be ready. But if you are not born again, you cannot able to respond to God, because you have to communicate with God and tell you how to do and how to prepare yourself for this great event. So if you are not born again, what I'm trying to bring to you, you can never understand, because it's the spirit that communicates to our spirit and to prepare us for this great event. So if you are not born again, you can never, accept Jesus Christ as your personal, or you cannot correspond to the spirit, because it's the spirit that communicates to us what is going to happen. So as soon as we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we need to grow. That is developing our spirit to maturity, to be ready for the rapture. You know, when a child is born, a child needs to grow. And when a child grown, he have to know how to crawl, stand, walk, and even run. This is how we know that the child is growing. So as we are born as babies, we need to eat, we need to feed on the milk that we may grow quickly. So after we have been filled by milk, a time will come we have to feed by meat. We chew bones that will show that we have grown. So it's the spirit that communicates to us. But sometimes we fall into sin, because the devil will not let us go. Remember when Israelites were in Egypt and God brought them from Egypt to the promised land. When they were going, Pharaoh decided to chase them and bring them back. So there is going to be an attack, and not only attack from the Egyptians. There is a lot of the enemies ahead. God took them to the wilderness to train them, to exercise to let them know how it works, so that we people that it is written for us can able to understand God's way, because God is a spirit, and he cannot communicate to natural. For a natural man to understand God's ways is difficult. So first of all, he took Israelites to train them, for them to understand how it works. So all these things were written for us, for our correction, and for us to develop our spirit so that we can be mature in the spirit. I want to talk about rapture. We have to know that those that will overcome death is for those who overcome death, because the wages of sin is death. So death has been taken care of, but we need to grow. We need to grow in Jesus Christ. We need to grow in maturity of his knowledge. When you look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 10, Peter has indicated everything for us to understand how we're supposed to grow. So when time comes, I'll open it and read for you. So as I've said, rapture is something Christians, we don't look at it. But every Christian has to focus on rapture. Let's say, for instance, you are in the house and you want to fly to New York or any other places that you need airplane. First of all, you have to come out from your house, drive to the airport, then wait for your flight to come. So if you don't come out from your house and drive to the airport to wait for your flight, you miss your flight, because the airplane cannot come into your house to pick you. You have to, make an effort to go to the airport and to wait for your flight. So people don't care, they don't care to prepare themselves to wait for the flight of the flight to be raptured to heaven. So now we are trying to bring the awareness of to the public that now it's time for us to prepare ourselves to come from our house and to travel to the airport to wait for our flight, because the flight will not come to our home to pick us. So that is the illustration I'm trying to put it on the floor for you to know that it is your effort to prepare yourself so that when the flight comes, you will not mix the flight. So you have to prepare yourself and go to the airport to wait for your flight. So as we are preparing ourselves and go to the airport to wait for our flight, that is the time we mature in the knowledge of Christ. That is the time God examines us to know that everything in us is perfect, because He don't want us to mess up in heaven. Heaven is for people who are called saints, who have been mature in Christ, who is like Christ Jesus Christ, because the Bible says we shall see Him like us ourselves. We shall see Him like us we seen ourselves. So the Bible now is conforming us in the likeness of Christ. We are becoming like Him. We are becoming like Him through trials, through testing, through a lot of things. Like when somebody offends you, you have to forgive him or her. That means that you understand where you are going. You don't dwell when somebody, take offenses anyhow. When somebody offends you, you'll forgive him and you keep on going. Because after Adam sinned, God drove them away. After Adam and Eve sinned, God drove them away from his presence, and they went to a far place. Now, God has invited us to come back to where he drove them, the Garden of Eden. In our spiritual sense, this is imagination. We are going back to God. God will not come to you, because God is a spirit. So you have to, able to live a life that will prepare you to build your spiritual life. We call it regeneration. So after Adam and Eve sinned, they were cut off from God. They cannot communicate to God again. So God had to, have a plan of redemption to bring them back to Him, So it took God so many years before He was able to bring this redemption plan to manifestation, because, as I've said, when you are cut off from God, you cannot understand God, because God is a spirit, and all what He does, He do things in a spiritual way. So we cannot, as a natural mind, we cannot understand Him. So through His own plan, He was able to bring Jesus Christ as the Word of God to manifest in the flesh, and He became flesh like us, that He can demonstrate the love of God and show us the way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me." So we are now going back to God. We are now going back to God, not for us to die before we go to God. He has made a way that we can come to Him as we are living. As we are living, we can come back to Him. So after we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we die by baptizing with Him. It means we have buried ourselves, and when we come out, it means we rose back. We are living as Christ. We have buried our sinful nature. So then now the life that we are living, we are not living for ourselves, but we are living for God. Now we can communicate to God and hear what He is telling us and able to obey Him. He is preparing us, because there is going to be a time that is going to be tribulation. After the rapture has taken place, there is going to be a people who will be left behind, people who do not prepare themselves to be raptured. They are going to be left behind. And these people are going to be tortured by the Antichrist. They are going to that time. The period of grace has finished. God has given us grace period. We are now in the grace period. Now is the time for us to wake up and prepare ourselves for that rapture. As soon as we are matured, no, Jesus Himself did not know when man will respond, when man will be ready for this rapture, because He cannot think for us. So Jesus didn't know. He said only God knows when it's going to be the time. So He didn't know how man will respond to God, how man will able to understand the ways of God. So when the disciple asked Him, when are you think this thing is going to happen? He said, I don't know, because man has to think for himself. So if I a believer, this is a time you have to think that God has taken the death penalty and He has prepared a way for you to escape death. I mean, for you, when you say freedom, it means you free yourself from death penalty that God has said. Because God told Adam that if you touch this fruit, you're going to die. If you touch this fruit, you're going to die. And the Satan came and told them, oh, don't mind God, because God don't want you to be like Him. So that's why He's telling you so. And we know the results of everything. As soon as they touch, they instantly die. They were cut off from God. And generation upon generation, we have experienced this kind of death. First, they die in the spiritual, manifested in the physical. And Jesus had to come so that He will, able to connect us to God. And He died, and that penalty and was paid. Everything was paid. So now, man can communicate to God and hear what He's saying, or hear what He has for us. And now it is our time to continue what they left for us. They were not able to reach to the promised land. God planned everything. They were not able. So now it's for us to seize this opportunity to able to, go forth and, be connected to God fully, that we are ready for the coming of Christ. So, as I've said, we are going to look into four areas: how, where, when, and why. And today, as I've said, we are looking at how. How are we going to be raptured? As I've told you, it's the Spirit of God that is going to rapture us. It's not our own spirit. So first of all, we have to connect ourselves to that spirit. And before we can get that spirit, it means we have to accept the person who owns that spirit, who has that spirit, that we have to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. As soon as we accepted him in publicly, then the Spirit will come upon us. We will experience the Spirit by speaking tongues and other things that we will know that the Spirit has come upon us. And that the Spirit will train us. It's going to, put things in order in our body that we are heading towards where God will rapture us. So it's the Spirit that is training us and making us. A time will come when trials comes, the Spirit will, make us to face the trial and see if we understand life and see if we can pass the test. Like Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. When Jesus was on the earth here, the Spirit led him to wilderness to train himself. And he was tested. And after he passed the test, God gave him the approval that now you can carry on your ministry. And when Jesus came to his hometown, he was able to tell the people that the scripture, Isaiah 61, say, the Spirit of God is upon me because God has anointed me. So it was clearly, he made them to understand that the Spirit of God is upon him. It's not his spirit. The Spirit of God came upon him mightily, and he was able to do things extraordinary. And everybody saw it and said, yeah, this is rare God. God has visited us, you see. And because he came to die for us, he was destined to on the cross. Jesus should have not died because he didn't commit any sin. He was not born in sin. He did not commit sin. It is the Holy Spirit that conceived his mother. So Jesus was totally sinless. He came and he was to live, he lived a pure life, and he overcome death. But because he had to pay for the death penalty for every one of us, he was destined to die. And he accepted it, not because he was a sinner, but he came to die for each of us, so that we can able to live life without sin and able to live without any death. So Jesus accepted to die, and he went to the cross and died for each of us. And in the third day, as the scriptures said, he rose to declare to the whole world that I have overcome death. I have defeated the devil. Because when devil got the key, he put the key in grave. Nobody goes to the grave and come back. Muhammad, everybody die, he cannot come back. But Jesus, because he was God, he went to the grave and demonstrated and make an open show of the devil and asked him to bring the key. And the devil gave him the key, and he came back on the third day. And he showed it himself to his disciples. Say, now every power has been given to me, both in the grave, everywhere. All the powers have been given to me. They should go and spread the good news. Now, so now it is our turn for us also to live for him. Paul, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he said, for me to die, to live, is for Christ. And to die, I die for Christ, and to live is for him. So as we are not able, we are all strangers on this earth. We are going somewhere. So we don't live for ourselves. If you live for yourself, you will die. It's not yet time to live for ourselves. We have to live for the person who died for it. So every Christian should know that we are not living for ourselves, but we are living for Christ. We are living for Christ to continue the journey, because we are all going home. This is not our home. Our home is in heaven. But we are going to meet him so that he will come, we will come with him and establish his kingdom. His kingdom that nobody can destroy, nobody can take it out from. It's forever and forever. So our focus is to meet Jesus Christ on earth, and he will come with us and establish his kingdom. So we don't live for ourselves. We live for Jesus Christ to make sure that we are ready, to make sure that our flight is ready. So anytime when he comes, we are ready. Look at the Noah time. See, during the Noah time, Noah was preaching, building the ark. When he was building an ark, the whole world, and during the Noah generation, were doing otherwise. But Noah and his children were building the ark. They were laughing at Noah, or they're making mock of him, all sort of things. But when, after 120 years, Noah was able to build all these things, is telling us that people are not ready to hear from God, what God is telling us. But Noah was able to hear from God, and he obeyed God. God told him, Noah, I'm going to destroy the world, but build an ark so that you and your children will be saved. And because Noah believed God, he obeyed God, and he built an ark for 120 years. He still believed in God, that God, as God had said it, he will bring it to pass. And during the Noah time, only 8 people were saved. Though, because Noah was ready building the ark, when the time comes, those people who did not hear from God and doing their other things were destroyed. And Jesus said, his second coming is going to be like Noah time. It's going to be like Noah time. But those people that have born again and have grown, the Spirit is in them, are maturing them, are responding. I know that this is the end time. So we cannot keep silent. We cannot wait. Huh? Every believer is, when we talk about faith is somebody who see spiritual things and believe it and make it happen. We don't see, we don't hear, but those who are born again, growing maturity, can hear from God, and we can sense that now is the time. Now God is ready to rapture us. So we don't waste time, and we are trying to bring the good news to the people that they have to be awareness of what is going to happen. If we don't talk it, if we don't say it, it means we don't believe. But because we believe, we have to say it. We have to say it, if people believe or not. We have to say it, because we are believing God, his word. And God has, communicated everything to us in his spirit. So we are acting according to the word of God and according to the spirit, as the spirit has revealed to us. So this time, I don't know if somebody have something to ask us, has a contribution to make. I'll return this program to Evangelist Donor to see if somebody have something to ask or any contribution. So back to Evangelist Donor. Thank you.
Okay, the microphone is open to the audience. If you have any questions for Apostle Paulius, feel free to ask at this time. We have been listening to Apostle Paulius and Makodia, Christ for the Africans ministry, and he has been ministering on about how you can be rapture ready. If the audience have any questions, feel free to ask at this time. Okay, Apostle Paulius, you indicated that the importance of being prepared for rapture, being rapture ready, and that it is key that you have more of a relationship with Christ rather than to have just believe in Christ. Can you expound a little bit more on that for the audience?
Yes, as you all know, when God created Adam and Eve, he created them to live, not to die. But there was a condition that he made that if you touch this fruit, you will surely die. They didn't understand it clearly, that they didn't understand what kind of death he brought up. So anyone who is not born again, who is not connected to God, is that has died already, though he's living, but he's dead already, because he cannot communicate to God and hear what God is telling him or her. So that person is dead already. He may be traveling to a country, and if that he may travel to a country, God should have told him, don't go there. And because he's dead in his spirit, he has been cut off from God, he cannot hear from God. Even if God is telling him not to go, he will go, because that communication is not there. So that person is dead already. He will travel and have his people will call it accidental, or he has his strategy happen to him or her, and that person will die. But if it's a person is alive, I mean, has accepted Jesus Christ, and that communication is there, that spiritual communication is there, he communicates with God every day and every hour. If anything is going to happen, God will tell him or her not to do or not to go or even not to, respond to what they do. So the person is being guided by God, and God is already protecting that person. So that person is alive, and he marches on until the day that God will seize that opportunity to judge the whole world.
Amen. Amen. But for someone out there who may be listening and that are not a Christian, can you help them to understand why they should believe in Jesus Christ? And also for those that believe but have not, do not have a founded relationship with Christ, whereby when they wake up in the morning, they, thanks to God, and they, understand that it's by grace that they're awake the next day, that he's given them another day of mercy to have a relationship with him. Can you talk to those persons who really don't understand?
Yes, as I've told you, the most important thing is to have connection to your Creator, to have relationship to God. He will talk to you in a way that you yourself will understand that it's God telling me. Sometimes he will appear to you in a dream. Sometimes he will give you a vision. Sometimes, even when you are having communion with him in the morning, he will talk to you. And most especially, when we Christians, we don't know how to meditate. Meditation is when you communicate to God, and God also communicates back to you. It's not that you have to pray to God all the time. You have to meditate. During the meditation, God will speak to you. Your heart clearly to your heart and tell you things that you may not know. So that is a very, very important to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because he will give you his spirit, and his spirit is the spirit of truth. He knows every truth, everything. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is the number one step you are developing to God. God will speak to your heart, and he will give you the purpose of your living and how to live for him and how you can hear from him. And he will give you a vision that you yourself will love, because God will not instruct you to do something you don't love. He will give you something you love, and it will prepare you for you to be ready.
Okay. All right. Let me give you a scenario. Let's say that there's someone out there, maybe a young child that's listening, or a mother who's listening. They never had a relationship with Christ. They don't know Christ at all. You know, you're talking about communion. They may not even know what it's like to commune or have a meal with someone else, or fellowship with someone else, because their life has been empty, never had a relationship where they could trust someone. Everything in their life may have been in turmoil. That person there, how do you speak to them and give them an understanding of the importance of Jesus Christ? How do they even commune with Jesus Christ? You and I, we know, we're both aware, but for someone out there that maybe worshiping Satan right now, what is this communion? What is the connection? What is their how do they understand? We want to give them a visualization of this. Can you give them, open up the door for them to take understanding?
Any person that has never been born again or never accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior is living in darkness. And that darkness that he's living is, anything can happen. He's in prison. He has never set free. So he has been sentenced to death by his waiting for the day that he will release them, be executed. Let's say, for instance, people that have committed crime and they are in death penalty in their prison. They have imprisoned them and waiting for the time that they will release for execution. So those people are like that. Anybody who is yet to receive Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, it has been sentenced to death, and is waiting for his death penalty to come on and to be sentenced, I mean, to be executed. So those people, they cannot talk to God. There is no protection for them. They are not protection for them. They are still under captives. They are still waiting for their death penalty. But if they can able to respond, God has sent Jesus Christ to die for us. And I don't want to die, but to receive a grace from God. Then, as soon as they recognize their sinfulness or their nature that is sinful, and accepted Jesus Christ's death as the only solution for them to reconcile to God, then God will have mercy on them, and he will send his Holy Spirit over them, and that connection will be there. They can talk to God, God can hear them, and God can talk to them, they can hear from God. But if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you are living in that darkness, even when you talk to God, God will never hear you. And when God talks to you, you can hear not God, because there has been disconnected between you and God. That's why Jesus came to connect us to God. That connection is very, very important. So as Jesus Christ connects you to God, when you pray, God can hear you. And when God talks to you, you can hear from God. So first of all, you have to connect yourself to God. Like iron, when you are when you plug an iron, it becomes heated. But when you disconnect the plug from the distance, the iron is heated, by a small time, it will run cold because you have disconnected from the current. There's no current coming into the iron again, which will give you heat. So first of all, you have to connect yourself to the plug, that the connection will be there. But because you have disconnected yourself, there's nothing, there's no life coming through. There's nothing God can do to let you hear him or for you to hear from God. First of all, you have to connect yourself by only Jesus Christ, who came to die for all of us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, audience out there today, based on the message that you received, lay down your life for Christ. If you don't know him, you have experienced a relationship with him, get down on your knees and ask Christ to be in your life. The Holy Bible tells us in James chapter 4, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Give up the day of old nature, your old self, and let go and give yourself to Christ. Have a true relationship founded in your love for him, for what he has done for you on the cross. He laid down his life that you may have life more abundantly. He laid down his life that you will know that he is God, a living God that can satisfy everything in your life. He can give you a peace that comes without understanding. He can give you a heart of flesh, where your heart may be of stone now. If you are sick, he can heal you. He can take away your pain. He can take away your sorrow. And more than that, he can give you eternal life, and an eternal life where there are streets paved with gold, where there are mansions upon mansions, where everything on this earth is nothing compared to what is in the heavens for you now. What is prepared for you in eternal life is greater than everything you can imagine now. So lay down your life for Christ that you may be rapture ready. Spend your time today and reflect on what Apostle Paulus has spoke about, and reflect on Jesus Christ. Reflect on your Father in heaven who can give you greater things and life than you can even imagine. If you're homeless and you're on the street now, if whatever your destitute situation is, maybe you have lost a loved one and you can't understand why God took them away, call out, cry out to God, speak with him, and he will reveal himself to you. It's not a one-man show where you are communicating to him and he does not communicate back to you, because your words unto the heavens, unto God, are never empty and void. He will commune back with you. Take time this day and reflect. Reflect on yourself. Reflect on your relationship with God and see where you are now in this very hour. And say and make a decision today. Do you want to have eternal life in the heavens with the most and wonderful high God? Or do you want to live a life of destruction and hell, to eternal hell fire with agony and pain, never quenching the thirst? Do you want to live there, or do you want to live in a peaceful abode for the rest of your life? Today is a day to make your decision, not only for yourself, but make it for your loved ones. Because once you start the journey and you begin following after Jesus Christ, they will see the newness in you and they will desire to follow. Make your decision today. Make your decision today in Jesus' name. Apostle Paul, is we're now down to 7 minutes. Do you have any final words that you would like to share?
Yes, you see, the Bible has made it clear to seek his kingdom first, but because that is the most important thing that God is telling us to be connected to his kingdom first, and the problem of this world will be added. You know, when we look, there is a lot of problems surrounding us, homeless, jobless, child bearing, all sorts of problems, sicknesses and all those things. But we are looking for those things to be solved first. But if we can able to connect to God, God will give us that, will solve the problems for us. But if you are thinking to solve those problems first, my brothers and sisters, we cannot know God. So first of all, we have to, look up to God and connect ourselves to him first. Then gradually, as he is preparing us, he will help, he will solve every problem that we are facing. And you will be sure that you will have a testimony that yes, because you connected yourself to God, God has able to solve. But people, we are natural, we are looking for material things. Oh, how can I have a big house? How can I have a big car? How can I travel to overseas? How can I do this thing? All this thing is perishable. It's going to perish. But God wants us to be connected to him first. To be connected, to see his kingdom first, to be born again. When we talk about born again, is to be regenerated, for your spirit to regenerate, so that you can communicate to God and have communion with him every morning, every afternoon, every evening. Then he will tell you where to go, how to live your life, and how to wait for Jesus Christ. The Spirit himself, God himself, will give you direction. Not me. The Spirit himself will come upon you and he will build you up. Because car, motor are different from aeroplane, but they are functioning an aeroplane in a such a way that aeroplane can fly. Aeroplane can fly. So as a natural man, you cannot fly unless the spiritual being come upon you and build you up. So when the day of rapture comes, you are already having wings. You are having wings, but you will never know that you have wings to fly. That wings is there, but nobody can see. So first of all, be connected to God, and God will build you up. Have your wings ready when the time comes. Then you can fly. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., Blog Talk Radio Show, Apostle Makoti of Christ for the Africans Ministry. And we have shared a message to the body of Christ on how to be rapture ready. Are you rapture ready? If you are not rapture ready, we plead with you now to give yourself over to Christ, the one and true and only one who can direct your path into eternal life, who can cover all of your sins with the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been atoned. Just believe and begin to seek him. Seek ye the kingdom of God first. Follow after his righteousness. Follow after all of his teachings, and he will alone can help you to be who he has purposed and destined you to be. Follow after Jesus Christ all the rest of the days of your life. You will never feel sorry. You will never be ashamed. You will never be disgraced for following Jesus Christ. He loves you, and he's there for you with wide open arms. Give yourself to Christ today. You have been listening again to Kingdom Empowerment Blog Talk Radio Program. We welcome you, and we thank you for being a part of the audience and for part of the show. And as always, we love you with the love of Christ unconditionally, and may the Lord God, Jesus Christ, bless you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.